is Daf Ayin Zayin. Today's Daf this week is sponsored by Brock and Kenny Norensburg, Zecher Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, and Nissel Bashmuel. Nissel Bashmuel, right, I'm getting 50. Okay, and I've also learned today's Daf, Zecher Nishmas Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi, Rav Yehuda Meir Ben Harav Yaakov Shimshon, Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we're going to continue discussing a wall between two chatzeros that may or may not provide too much of a separation between each of the chatzer to not permit each of the chatzeros to make an eruv with each other to allow for carrying from one chatzer to the other. So, kotel shebein shtei chatzeros. So you have a wall between two chatzeros. Gavo asara, it's 10 tvachim high. Virochov arba, it's 4 tvachim wide. Rashi says that the 4 tvachim fact here is not important for this halacha, it's important for the next halacha. So it's 10 tvachim high. Me'arvim shnayim ve'im arvim echad. Once it's 10 tvachim high, that's too much of a separation, too much, right? So therefore they can't be considered as one chatzer, you can't be ma'ariv together. They cannot carry from one chatzer to the other. This is clearly going according to Shita Rabbanan, according to Rav Shimon. We said chatzeros, karfefos, gagalos, they're all one for the stuff that's munach there on Shabbos. So right, Rashi said, fine. So then, but hayu berosho peros. Let's say on the top of this wall there are a basket of fruits. On top is a basket of fruits. Elu olim in kanva ochlin, the elu olim in kanva ochlin, ubavach lo yirida lamatan. Each side can go up to the top of the wall, and they can eat the peros there at the top of the wall. They can, I guess, they can under the ladder, whatever. They can climb up, eat the peros up there, but they may not bring the peros down and eat it in the chatzer. Again, that is probably, to bring it from the peros from up there down is probably also Shita Rabbanan. According to Rav Shimon, the only problem would be bringing it from the peros from there, which is in a rishus, into the house. That would be the problem. Now, what happens? Nifras HaKotel. The wall breaks down. The wall starts to crumble. So Ad Aser Amos, Eser Amos, if it's up to the wall, the breach in the wall, the hole in the wall, is up to from 0 to 10 Amos, then Ma'arvim Shnayim, the Imratz Ma'arvim Echad, they have a choice. They can do it by themselves, they can make their own Eruvim. In other words, we view this now as an opening between the two Chatzeros. So if you want to, you can make your own Eruv. If you want to, you can Ma'arv with the other Chatzer, fine. But Imratz Shehu Pesach, because it's like a doorway. Yoser Mikan, if the breach is larger than 10 Amos, then we bring it, basically view it as the wall being broken down. There is no separation between the two Chatzeros, it's now one Chatzer, and therefore, Ma'arvim Shnayim, you won't be able to make independent Eruvim in each Chatzer, you'd have to be Ma'ariv together, becomes one larger Chatzer. So the Gemara says, right, Ein Bo Arba Mai. What if on the top of the Kosel, on the top of the wall here, it doesn't have 4 Tvachim, right? We said if it has 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide, then it's a separation. So what if Ein Bo Arba Mai? So Amar Rav, Rav says Ein Bo Arba. So therefore, again, so the issue of the separation, the question is, what about the fruits on top? So it doesn't have arba amos. If it has arba amos, or if it's 10 tvachim high and arba amos wide, it's its own rishus. It becomes its own separate rishus. That's the size of rishus. We'll say it's too narrow on top. So now it doesn't have its own separate rishus. So what Rav says, of your shtei rishus sholetes bo, now it's basically being pulled by both of the chatzeros. It has the status of belonging to both of the chatzeros on either side. Right? Rashi says, of your bei rishus sholetes bo, Cave under lochoshiv the mahave rishusa. It's not big enough, wide enough to be considered its own rishus. And therefore, Rav says lo yozis bo afilum lo nema. You can't even move anything up there, even a hair's breadth. You can't move it at all, right? Rashi says again, rishus beis hachatzeros sholetes bo v'osurim zelze. And each rishus is going to forbid from the other rishus that they're in battle with each other. Bafil al rosho aslo taltel. Therefore, even on top, you won't be able to move the peiros at all. The Rosh Hashanah asks, even in the Rosh Hashanah, you can move something, you know, Dalet Amos, up to Dalet Amos. Why here all of a sudden can you not move at all? What does that mean? Afilu Nei Ma'achas, you can't even move it at all. That's the Rosh Hashanah's question, and probably we've shown him also as well, but I didn't see the answer. But so he says he can't move it at all. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem. Even if it's more narrow than Dalet Amos, then Ma'alim Mikan the Ochlin. Sorry, Elu Ma'alim Mikan the Ochlin. The Elu Ma'alim Mikan Ochlin. Eat. Not only can you eat on top of it, you can even bring peros from your chatzer up to the top of it and eat, and bring peros from the other chatzer up to the top and eat it. Rashi says, "Ma'alin me chatzer l'rosho, v'hu adin demoridin." Why? Demokam p'torhu. Right here, we're talking about a makom tur. It's not a rishus harabim. It's not a rishus. It's a makom tur. Ubatil lekan lekan lahakel. And he says, not it's not batul lechumra like Rav says. It's batul lahakel. Therefore, it gets the status for both. So Gemara says, they asked Rav Yochanan Tanan. Wait a second. Our Mishnah said if you had a wall, and Rashi points, Tosfos points out right away. Like, what's this question? Because we know the answer right away. He says Tanan. Our Mishnah says elu olu mikan. These can go up on this side. Ve'ochlin elu olu mikan ve'ochlin. Right, that's olin of elu olmikan olin olin in malin lo. The Mishnah only says you can go up and eat on top of the wall. The Mishnah doesn't say you can bring it down and eat. The answer is simple. The Mishnah was talking about a case where there was a dalet amos, and therefore it was. Gemara says hachi kamar yesh bo arba amo arba o arba arba o. It's not amos tvachim. If it's 4x4 tvachim, then olin in. Then you can go up and eat it. Ma'alimo, you can't bring him down. Ein bar bar bar, but if it doesn't have the four tvachim wide, then ma'alinami, you can even bring it up. Right, Rashi says, it doesn't Rashi there, but that's the distinction, right? The Mishnah was clear. The Mishnah said that if it's four amos, then you can only eat on top, you can't bring it down. But if it's not four tvachim, I keep saying amos, it's tvachim, if it's not four tvachim, then you can bring it up and you can bring it down. It's not a problem. Right, because if it is for tvachim wide, then it's its own rishus. If it's own rishus, it gets me the rabbanim. We're forbidding you to bring it from that rishus down into the chatzer. But if it's less than four tvachim, then it's not its own rishus. It's batel to either side. Rabbi Yochanan says if it's batel to either side, you can bring it down. Whereas Rava says if it's batel to either side, Rav says it's batel to either side. Therefore, it loses its status of anything because it takes on the chumras. Okay. Now, but as the Rabbi Yochanan tamei, and Rabbi Yochanan is consistent l'shitaso. That he permits you carrying from the chutzner onto the wall that doesn't have four tvachim width, right? But Azar Yochanan Tamei, the following case: the Chiasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael above, right? A lot of times you have the cases of people coming from Eretz Yisrael and they're coming reporting Rav Yochanan's rulings, Rav Yochanan of Eretz Yisrael. So the Chiasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, says the name Rav Yochanan, Makom She'ein Bo Arba'a Al Arba'a. Mutar l'vnei rishus harabim u'l'vnei rishus hayochid l'katef alav u'bavach lo yachlifu. So what you have basically is you have like this little something in the middle on the border of the rishus harabim rishus hayochid, and it is not it's standing in the middle. I guess that it's not four tvachim wide. And Rashi says, see makom she'im baldalin rochav. It's not four tvachim width. The omer bein rishus hayochid rishus harabim, standing in between rishus hayochid rishus harabim. It's at least three tvachim high, right? Ilo hayarocha dalid, had it been four tvachim wide, hayanikar rishus la'artzmo, then it would become its own rishus, then it would become a karmelos, you wouldn't be able to carry it from one to the other. Val ashav nikar makom p'tur, since it's not four tvachim wide, it's considered a makom p'tur. So Rav Yochanan says, since it's a makom p'tur, the people in Rishus Harabim can use it as a place to rest their items. The precious people in Rishus Hayochid can use it to rest their items. There's no hanacha in the other rishus. Milvad, but you have to tuck under a button, is that you can't use it as some sort of trick for the people in Rishus Hayochid to place it down on this, and then there are people in Rishus Harabim to come and grab it, and then to use it. So that you can't do. But in and of itself, if it's not four tvachim wide, it's a makom p'tur, and you can put on it, you can take off of it, you can do whatever you want. So too with our wall, right? So the Gemara, that's the Rashi says, "Ublach lechvenu the rabbanon." That's only the rabbanon. Nilu chiyuv aleka. There's no chiyuv, right? If Rishus Hayochid puts it on, Rishus Harabim takes it off this place, there's no chiyuv. The kaven like the ba'in like akira Rishus Zov and Achor Rishus Zov. In order to be chayiv, you have to have an akira in Rishus Hayochid and hanach in Rishus Harabim. So some chazar from the beginning, or vice versa. But hacha akira Rishus Hayochid gemura. The akira, the uprooting is from Rishus Hayochid, v'hanach in the makom p'tur, and then you're putting it down on the makom p'tur, and then again you're doing the akira from makom p'tur and bringing it to Rishus Harabim. So there would be no chiyuv the oraisa. But you see again that Rav Yochanan holds that if it's not four tvachim wide, it's a makom p'tur, and you can take on, put off, you can, as long as you don't switch rishus. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, v'rav lesli l'Rav Dimi? Does Rav not hold like Rav Dimi? I mean, when Rav Dimi came, the halacha that Rav Dimi bore the name of Rav Yochanan seems to be unanimous, sock. Everyone agrees to that. Does he not hold like that? Rashi says, bitmiya, it's a question. V'amas nisin hi b'mesechah Shabbos. It's Rav's mission in Mesechah Shabbos, parakam adaf vav, omid adam al skopa. You can stand on down, there's a skopa, which is this porch or something like that outside your house, and no tomi on even no tin lomi balabai, for no tin lomi balabai, you can hand from one to another, someone standing on the escopa. So it's clear that that's the halacha. So what does that mean that Rav doesn't hold like Rav Dimi? The Gemara says, no, he does hold like Rav Dimi, but he's going to make a distinction, which at first doesn't seem counterintuitive, between Rishus De'Oraisa and Rishus De'Rabbanan. Say it outside. When it's Rishus De'Oraisa, when you go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, vice versa, then that Makom Patur, he allows you to do it. That's the case that Rav Dimi said. Here, we're talking about a Makom Patur separating between two Rishus De'Rabbanan, the Chatzer and the Chatzer. New D'Oraisa, the Chatzer is Rishus HaYachid, the other Chatzer is Rishus HaYachid. There's no problem carrying from one to the other. The Rabbanan make a rule that you can't carry from one to the other without an Eruv Chatzerus. So he's concerned, you have to strengthen the Dinei D'Rabbanan, he's concerned that if you allow them to carry from something that's not four Tvachim wide, people are going to say, oh, it's really one Rishus, and then they're going to start carrying from one to the other. It's a little counterintuitive, because you think the Raisa should be stronger. We see in a few places with it, Chavim Asu Siyal V'Devrayim, to make it that the Rishus, that the Dinei D'Rabbanan is stronger. So let's read inside. If we're talking about Rishus D'Oraisa, like a wall between Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYachid, Hachinami, then you're right, you can put it on the Siskopa either way. But Hachav Ma'askin, what we're dealing with over here, be Rishus D'Rabbanan, with the Rishus D'Rabbanan, a wall between two Chatzeros. Each Chatzer is Rishus HaYachid, so we also carry each through as the D'Rabbanan. The Chachavim also Chizuk L'Devrayim Yosem Mishal Torah, and the Chachavim made a Chizuk, they're more concerned that people might come violate them. D'Oraisa, no one's going to do anything. Maybe people more, you hear all the time, but it's only the D'Rabbanan. So they want to make sure that you don't say it's only the D'Rabbanan, they make it stronger. Okay. Now we come to other walls. Okay, other walls, we've got to figure out that these walls, what's the story? So Amar Rabba, seems to be the gearster here, is Amar Rabba Bar Rapuna, Amar Rav Nachman. Kotzel Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. So we have a wall that's between two Chatzeros, but the Chatzeros are not level, right? The Chatzeros, one's higher than the other. So the wall on one is a wall, but on the other it's wall, you see. So Gvo Asari Tvachim, Sido Echa Gvo Asari Tvachim, by one side it's a wall that's 10 Tvachim, but on the higher side, it's Shavel Aretz. Now, Shavel Aretz means flush with the ground, but that's not necessarily true. Shavel Aretz means it's just not 10 Tvachim. It's lower than 10 Tvachim, so it doesn't have the status of the wall. So now what's going on? So on one side, it's a 10 Tvachim high wall. Right? On the other side, it's much lower, because that Chatzer is higher, and therefore the wall doesn't take as much room. So so who has the permission to use the wall? And Rashi says, it's Sido Echad Shel... Okay, yeah. So Nosnin Oso. Rashi says, Lahalos Ularid Me Allah the Chaver Asar. Who is it permitted to put on the wall and take down from the wall? So he says, Nosnim Oso the Zesha Shavala Aretz. The one that's closer down, that's not 10 Tvachim in his Chatzer. Mishun the Havi Lazet Tashmisho Benachas. Because for him, it's very easy to use it because he's less than 10 Tvachim. Vilazet Tashmisho Bekashan. The other one, I would say it's hard to use. It's only 10 Tvachim. It's harder for him to use. In comparison, it's easier for one to use it the top than the other. Well, right, we'll call at the call, and we have a rule, the call of Zebenachas, the Bekasha, knows him also the Zesha Tashmisho Benachas. Anyone who has it's easier to use and someone's harder to use, you give it to the one who's easier to use. So we view this wall as being part of the Chatzer the wall is lower than 10 Tvachim for that Chatzer, and he can take off and take on, the other person becomes Aser. Now, what about the following case? That's a wall. Amar Rav Shizvi, we have a ditch in between. So Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Nachman, Charid Shevein Shtei Chatzeros. So you have this ditch running between the two Chatzeros. So the ditch itself has walls inside the ditch. But Tzido Echad Amak Asara. On one side, so you have a higher Chatzer, so the depth of the ditch is 10 Tvachim. Tzido Echad Shavel Aretz. On the other side, the ditch, it's a lower Chatzer, so the ditch is less than 10 Tvachim. Again, Shavel Aretz, Rashi points out, doesn't necessarily mean it's flush. I mean, it could mean flush, but it also can mean anything less than 10 Tvachim. Right, so you have it, it's like this. So, Shavala Aretz, Nosnim also, again, we give it the permission, I guess, to use the ditch, I guess, the Lezeh Shavala Aretz, the one that's not 10 Tvachim, the one that's lower than 10 Tvachim. Mishim Dehav Lezeh Tashmisho Benachas, Tashmisho Bekasha. Because the one who's higher, it's harder for him to use the ditch. The one who's lower, it's closer to the bottom, it's easier for him to use the ditch. And that's our rule. Whatever's easier to use, that's the one we give permission to use it. So Mara says, it's the same rule. Why do I have to mention the same rule twice? Utrichi, right, we need to mention this rule twice. What's the difference? What might one have said? De Ashwin and Kosel, have we just said the rule about easier usage, we give permission to the one who has the easier usage, if we just set up by the wall, Mishum de Gavoa Mishtam She Inish. Because people oftentimes will use something that's higher. I guess they'll, right, the Gavoa, Something that's higher, mishtamshi inchi. That's more rugged for people to use. About charit, but to bend down and go to the depth into a ditch, but umka lo mishtamshi inchi. People don't necessarily use that to go bend down and put down. So aimalo, I might have thought that both of them would be usser. The yashmin the charit, if you said in the charit, you would have said no, you said that only by the charit because mishim de lo bi isa tashmista. We're not concerned about it. You don't think anything, in the ditch, nothing's going to fall off. You don't have a concern that something's going to fall off. Rashi says, lo ba'itim tashmisha, mashem niyach bo mishtamer. And ba'ita tashmisha by the wall, shenofim ha'chafatzim. Not that you're going to fall off the wall, but the chafatzim might fall off the wall. So therefore, abakosal de isa tashmita imalo tzricha. Then we have both cases to show you. And in both cases, the one that it's easier to use has permission to use it, and it's not usher to both. Okay. Now, you have the 10 tefachim high wall, and you want to lower it. You don't want to destroy the wall by taking off the top. So you try to do is try to fill in the bottom, to make like a sort of steps on the bottom. So what's that? So bolim ato, right? So you have a kotel that's 10 tefachim high on both sides, and you want to make it lower. Rashi says bolim ato, a kotel kai, talking about the wall. Because solka daitach, right now what we think is sha'asa tel afer lamata bekarta, you're making a mound of dirt on the bottom by the ground, Samach Kotel next to the wall, Obana Itztaba or Niyacham Tespisin, or you build some sort of platform, or you put things down there that you can climb on there. So the Gemara says, Im Yesh Bimiuto Arba'a Mutter Lishtamish B'chol Kotel Kulo. The Im Lav Im Mishtamish Elakneged Amiut. So if the thing that you put out to diminish to raise the floor, so to speak, is four tefachim wide, then that counts as you've raised the entire floor, and now you can use the entire top of the wall. Right? If you put the Rashi says, Im yesh mi'uto orech b'tzad meshech hakotel havikapesach, because 10 tvachim is like the size of, sorry, 4 tvachim is like the size, the minimum size of a doorway, of an opening. Right? V'keva d'mimenu ulamala lo gavo asara, and now from that area to the top is less than 10 tvachim, Mishtamish bekolakosa. You're allowed to use the whole wall. Sharei tashmisho benacha sha'olo derech miyot pistol. You can easily use the wall now because you can just climb it from the... It's only 6 tefachim now to climb up from that area. And it permits you to use the... You can climb up and now use the entire wall. But in la, but if it's not 4 tefachim across, then e mishtamish el kenegda miyot. Then you can only use the part of the wall that is corresponds to where you put the, let's put the mound of dirt that you used to climb up. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. Either it is an opening or it's not an opening. He says, Manashach, Iyahani Miyuta, if this thing that you're using to diminish the size of the wall constitutes a miyut, then Bekuli Kosal Ishtamish, then you should use the entire wall. V'ilo Ahani, and if it doesn't count, constitute something that's been my the wall, I feel connected to miyut na milo. How can you have this distinction? It either is going to lower the wall or not lower the wall. If it lowers the wall, then you can use the whole wall. If it doesn't lower the wall, you shouldn't be able to use any part of the wall. Right. Rashi says, Iyam Hani Miyuta, Lemahavi Pischa, to be an opening, Kul Yashari. Then the whole wall is mutter. The Ilo, it's not an opening, right? Loahani, Habatulay, it becomes butthole to the wall. And it's the butthole to everything else, and it shouldn't work at all. How do you have this split? So Amar Ravina says, now what's the case talking about? Kigon Sha'akar Chulya Meirosho. You dug out like a hole on the top of the wall. We thought that you were building something on the bottom. No, the case is you took out bricks from the top. So you took out a 4 tefachim wide brick from the top. Right, the Rashi. Amar Ravina, lav v'nu utam l'mata askin. I'm talking about a case where he lowers it from the, he raises the floor. The hasam vaday batsi midal lo mahani l'midi. Then if the width of what you're using, they're using there is less than 4 tefachim, it's not going to count for anything. Elkagon sh'akar chul yomerosho. You pulled out bricks or stones from the top. Migovosho kotel, karirosho, from the top, right? Hilkach, ihavi mi'uta arba, if you pulled out a 4 tefachim with havi piskel kolokosel, then that becomes an opening for the entire wall. It's an opening for the entire wall. The entire wall is considered less than 10 tefachim. Now you can use it. You can use the top. I guess you can't use something that's above 10 tefachim. Batsi mi'hachi piskel, if it's less than a 4 tefachim opening, right, the lo have, you can not consider an opening, but at that point you can use it. Why? Because that at that where that thing is, the wall is not for 10 tefachim high, right? The cave of the lo gavo yud lo have a reshusa. If it's not 10 tefachim high, that's the key point. Also, it's not a reshus with me'atzmo, and therefore you can use it. Once it's 10 tefachim, it's on reshus. Midorban, you can't use it. So that's the case. Is where you dig out, you pull out the bricks from the top. Basically, you ruin the wall, but you can now use it. And space, I guess, was at a premium, so they needed to put things on top. Okay, Amar of Yechiel. Michiel says, another case, Kafa Safal. If you turned over this sort of pot, or how's it transfer what, a basin? Right. So Kafa Safal, you turn it upside down so you can climb on the back to go higher, right, Mimait. That works to lower the wall. You know, Kafa Safal. Rashi says, Samach HaKosel, you put this turned over basin next to the wall, Umid Govo Meyasara, and therefore from the top of the basin to the top of the wall now is less than 10 Tvachim. Right, he says, "Kol hani miutik, you're going to leke yud mirosh to rosh hakogot." All this is that now there's not going to be 10 tefachim from the top to the of the basin to the wall. So this should be mai. So Gemara says, "Mai, why does this work? How can this work?" Davar hanita b'shabbos hu. The davar hanita b'shabbos ain't mai. This basin is something that you can just move out on Shabbos. You can just take it away. Therefore, it's not in order to do something to the wall to lower the wall. It has to be something of more permanence, something that you can't remove. This basin, someone wants to wash their hands, it's just going to take the basin away, and now, how can that have any impact to lower the height of the wall? Svahatanya, right, he says, Mar says, Dechabri ba'ara, you force it and you attach it to the ground. How does that mean? You attach it to the ground. He says over here that you put like dirt and dust. Yeah, but I don't think you're burying it here. You'll get to the buried in the next step a little bit. But yeah, you're putting dust and dirt around the bottom of it. So yeah, burying it a little bit to so therefore it can't be moved, right? So I was trying to stay away from that. But yeah, it's okay. Yeah, because it's muksa, right? You're making that because you can't now that dirt is muksa and you can't move it. So it comes it's muksa and you can't move it. So now it's about to the ground. The Gemara says, "V'chi chaver ba'ara ma'ave." If you machaber it to the ground, what's the difference? V'hatanya, we have the following case. Because the issue is going to be, if you can pull it out from the top, even if the dirt moves to the side a little bit, it's not a problem. But we say here, v'hatanya v'braisa, paga, which is like an unripe fig, right? It didn't ripen completely on the tree, and now you're going to bury it in the ground to continue growing. Right? Paga, sheitmina b'tevin. So what you did is you buried it in the straw. Now the straw, I guess, is also muksa, right? Pagarash says, Te'ena boshe shetonin oso b'teven leit bashel, for it to ripen. B'teven muksahu, here for sure, the teven is the muksa, but aslo tautalo, you're not allowed to move the teven, because teven is really used for building. Unless it's set aside for eating, the straw is typically used for building, which is aslo, therefore it would be muksa. Higon sheiksu, lil bon levenim, use it to make bricks. So if you put this paga in the teven, the charara is some sort of cookie or cake, Sheitemina begecholim. Now you place it in the coals. Rashi says, Sheitemina etmol begecholim ve'achshav kavu. You put it in the coals. The coals are out now, so it's not going to burn there. It's just there for storage. Mikol makom muksim hem. Nevertheless, these coals are muksa. Avalo kavulo. If they didn't put them out, you wouldn't do it, right? So he says. So you put them in there. Ve'im megula mitzasa. If they're partially revealed, nitelus b'shabbos. You can still pull them out, even though by pulling them out, you're going to be moving this muksa stuff. Because why? It's kalachar yad. You know, move muksa kalachar yad, especially if you need the thing. So you're moving a kalachar yad, it's not going to be a problem. So to here, okay, so there's a little dirt and sand that's around, that's muksa around the overturned pot. So what? That doesn't mean mavakala that's place. You can still move it. So the dirt moves. So what? It's kalachar yad. He says, hacha mayag yaskinon di isle ognayim. It has like a lip, right? It has an ognayim. And therefore, when you pick it up, it's not only that the dirt's going to fall to the side. You're actually lifting, right? There's this lip, and it's actually this dirt that's inside there, and you're actually going to be lifting it. Rashi says, "Kigon safalim shalanu, the ashav afar munachalav, v'have mezis afar mimkomo, v'dome lechofer." He says it's similar. I don't know why he doesn't say it's muksa. He says, right? That's why he changed it. He says, "V'dome lechofer, v'dome lechofer."
You don't want it.
It's not even a malacha. It's not. It says it's dome lechofer. It's not even chofer. You're not even digging, not pulling it out. Like it's we're on this older rabbanan level. So I hear you. So the Gemara says, I hear. And Rashi says it's dom mele chofer, because when you're it's like similar to digging out. You know, it's nothing attached to the ground. It's just putting. It's just
this
dirt.
Whole,
right, it's older rabbanan.
I understand.
Right.
This whole going up on tangent, it's not what the purpose of the whole thing is for.
We're trying to use this as a way to diminish the wall, and the rule is to diminish the wall. It has to be something that's butthole there.
That's perfect.
Right.
It keeps adding on this other stuff. It has nothing to do with the wall.
Right, no, what's adding on the stuff is to try to show you that this item is now buttled to the where it's stating, and therefore can be used as something to diminish the height of the wall. So Gemara says, V'chi isle agonayim, if it has these lips again around it, or the brim, my hobby, who cares? V'hatnan, the following Mishnah in Klayim, Hatomen lefes utsnon. Right, so is that turnips and radishes, right? If you bury turnips and radishes in the ground, tachas hagefen, underneath the vine, which would be a problem, definitely, if you planted there, these are, that'd be klayim, right? But you put the turnips and radishes there to protect them. Vizman miksas olin megulim, so long as part of their leaves on top are revealed, eino choshesh lo mishum klayim. We're not going to be choshesh that there's a problem with klayim of planting, because it's not going to grow together. Velo mishum maiser, we're not going to be concerned that this radish and turnip are growing more, and therefore we'd have to take off more maiser, it's a larger thing. Velo mishum shvius, and we're not concerned that this is planting anything, working the ground on Shemitah. Vin nitalin b'shabbos, and it's taken out on Shabbos. And nitalin b'shabbos, even though what? He's taken b'shabbos. Yeah, and it looks the same thing. It looks like the chofer. It's the same case. It looks like the dirt's going to be attached to it, and it looks like you're digging out a hole in the ground. So what's the problem here? So too by us. Not what the problem is. It still creates a problem here, because if it's something that you're allowed to remove, it can't diminish the height of the wall. So Gemara says, lo tzricha debayi mar v'chatzina. I think mar is like you need a hoe or something. You need something to dig it out. It's really, really attached. It's sort of cemented to the ground. It's sort of cemented down, and now it's attached. The only way to detach it is to use some sort of implement to get it off. That's really considered bound to the ground, and that's going to, if it diminishes the height of the wall from there, ten tvachim, then that you can then use the wall. That was just sort of, I thought that was pasha to begin with, that would be the case. Okay, until you get there. Now the Gemara starts talking about ladders. Ladders or rungs or step stools. So, sulam ha-mitzri eino mimait, the ha-tsuri mimait. The ladder, the Egyptian ladder is not something that's going to be mimait, but the tsuri is going to be. Rashi says, sulam ha-mitzri, Hoel v'katanhu, since it's the third short line. Since it's really small, v'noach litolo, it's very easy to move, misham ein malai, therefore it's not right. It doesn't have any permanence over there, so you're going to be moving around. But I guess the tsuri one is bigger, and people will just leave it there. So Gemara says, okay, what's the difference? Hechi dami sulam mitzri, what is a sulam mitzri? Amri debei rabbiane, kol she'ein lo arba'a chavakim. If it has less than four rungs, I think it is. If it has less than four rungs, then it's an Egyptian one. But if it has more than four rungs, then it's going to be Mamayit Kotel. So Amalei Rav Acha Bered the Rav Elu Rav Ashi. My time of the Sulam Mitzvah Mamayit. What's the reason why this Egyptian ladder won't? It's more step stool. Why won't the Egyptian ladder be Mamayit the height of the wall? Amalei Losh. He says back to him. Losh Miola Chad Amar Rav Acha Barada Amar Nuna Amar Rav. Mishum Dhavay Dover Shen Nital B'Shabbos. It's something that is moved, can be moved on Shabbos. So here, Dover Nital B'Shabbos, is it muksa, or is it mito because it's not muksa, or it's nito because it's very easy to move, and there's no tircha, right? The kol Dover Shen Nital B'Shabbos ain't no mimayit. Anything that can be taken on Shabbos, it's not going to be mimayit. So Ihach, if that's the case, afil Tsurinami. Tsurinami also can take it out because it's permitted to move. You're allowed to move it. He says, no, Hassam Kovdo Kovo. It's not talking necessarily about muksa, Rashi seems to say. It's talking about the fact it's heavy. So sometimes heavy on Shabbos. On Shabbos, people are going to leave it there. Sometimes it's really light. The people, they move back and forth. You get that extra rung, that goes to the level where no longer people are going to move it. Rashi's Kovdo Kovo. Umitoshu Kaved, Ein Nostin Oso Misham. He says, Velo Mishum Isser, not because of an Isser of muksa. El Mishum Shekosha Liklo. Because it's difficult. People don't want to be Matarich on Shabbos. So the one with three runs, people will move. The one with four runs, people won't move. Therefore, the one with three runs is not going to be Mimai to Kotel. The one with four runs is going to be Mimai to the Kotel. Amar Abaye. Okay, Abaye says, now, we have a wall between the Chatzeros. Okay, it's 10 Tvachim high, so it separates the Chatzeros. And you have ladders on either side. So therefore, now you have access to climb up on either side. So Kotel Ben Shtei Chatzeros. Gavoa Asara, so again, the ladders would be, theoretically, the ladders could be viewed as a door. If it's easy access to go, it's considered a door, it would be an opening. So how do you have it, an opening, to go from one, and then if it's an opening, they can be ma'arif together. Okay, nothing, the only point of this whole thing is whether or not the two chatzeros can be ma'arif together. Some rabbi, kotos shemein shtei chatzeros, gavoa Asara tvachim, v'heniach sulam rochav arba. and he puts on one side a ladder that's four tachim wide. Again, four tachim is the width of a typical opening, right? Mikan on one side, the sulam rachav arba mikan, and the ladder the same four tachim wide on the other side. The ein bein lezel lezel shlosha tachim, and the two ladders are within three tachim of each other on either side of the wall. Then it's memayit. That's considered something that's going to lower the height of the wall. But shlosha ein memayit. If they're more than three tefachim away from each other on either side, that's nakan memayit. Rashi says, sulam rachav dal mikan, the chatzar zo v'chema zo u'behen olim v'yodim yizol zo. They use this as a way to go from, I guess during the week, probably kids, whatever, they would climb over from one to the other. But ein, it only works if ein bein zel zeh gimel, Rashi says. Okay, lavud is shlosha tefachim. Everything is that's it's considered when they're through tefachim that you consider next to each other. The din of lavud is three. So machlokes were three or four, but that's well anything. It's sort of space. Right. And Rashi says, "Kolomar afino mukavnim zekineged ze, aval ein rechokim zemi zekineged gimel." Right, if they're not right, havi kimuchuvanim, but havi pesach v'imrotzim avrim echad. Avam rechokim ze gimel ze lo pesachu. You have to have a Pesach on both sides. So when they're three tefachim, close to three tefachim, they can view it as a Pesach that's opening on both sides. They can go from one to the other, and therefore it diminishes the size of the wall. When it's too far apart, it's only going to be a Pesach, I guess, for one side, not on the other side. So it's only, I guess the opening only goes halfway through the wall. You still can't carry from one to the other. No, only the side where you reduce it can use the top of the wall, but the other side can't use it.
Right, but then, so you got side A, you got a ladder that reduces it, so you can use, so side A can use it. Now side B has a ladder, so then reduces it, so they should be able to use it.
Right, but you can't be, but if you don't have, if you don't have the ladder on both sides, they can't carry back and forth to each other.
Between the clutches.
Right, from one clutch to the other.
I think
so, that seems to be the case. Okay. Right, he says v'lo amaron, and this whole thing is ela d'lo have kotel arba. That's only if the width on top is not four tefachim, I guess in width. Aval have kotel arba afilu muflag tuvanami. So here's a little bit. We're saying if it's four tefachim in width, then even if they're separated from it, now changing what we just said, even if they're separate from each other more than three, then it's okay. Why? Because if it's not three tefachim width, you when you get up there, if it's not wide enough, the only thing you can do when you get up there is to climb over to the other side. You can't walk on top of it. If it's four tefachim wide, so then I can get climb up there and I can use the top, and then it's going to be considered. You can then climb and use the and walk to the other one, and then go down the other side. So even so, if the width of the wall on top is more than four tefachim, so then even if the ladders are separated more than three tefachim on either side, then it's still considered an opening because then you can climb up, because it's opening on your side. Walk on top and climb down the other side. If it's less than three tefachim, then you can't walk on top, so you need them to be mukuvanim zelze to be considered an opening. Okay. Amar Rav Bevai bar Abaye, bana itzdaba al gab itzdaba. So what you have is you built a platform. Right? Maybe it's a good picture there. You built a platform on top of a platform, right? It's itzdaba al gabi itzdaba. So im yesh bi itzdaba tachtona arba. Again, I guess if you have on the bottom platform, four tefachim wide, probably deep also, because you have to, but 4x4, right? Four tefachim wide. Imish b'itzbah haton arba mimait. So that's going to be good, that's considered something that's substantial enough to consider that you've lowered the height of the wall. You've basically filled in the bottom with the itzbah, right? Inami, or ein b'tachton arba, if the bottom itzbah doesn't have four tefachim, right? Imish haton arba, v'yesh El Yona Arba, but the top Itzdaba does have four Tvachim, and Ein Bein Zelazer Shlosha, there's no, between the top of the bottom Itzdaba and the bottom of the top Itzdaba is less than three Tvachim, then you can count the top, you count them all together, and the top Itzdaba being four Tvachim is going to be Mait the wall. If it's more than three Tvachim, then they're considered separate, and it's not going to, I guess it's two, the top Itzdaba is not going to count because it's not on the ground, I guess. Right? Rashi says, I guess the top one had legs, so it's got a plat and the platform's on top of it, and there's another, another itzdaba underneath it. Im yish betachtona orach dalid uba nimai gova shalkotel fine. Nimai inami. We said inami here. Yeah, inami. Oh, that's where I'm up to. Inami ein bein dalid. Ain't bought dal in the bottom one, veish belona dal, and ain't been bezel gimel, chashun hukachad. There's not three tvachim in between, it's views as one thing. Right? The afal pisha meet has a kotzim lamati, so now it's narrow on the bottom, it gets wider on top. Hol, mismalish shiru mimalish shapirdami. Since it fills up the space on top, that's fine. Aval yeish benayim shlosha, but if there's three tvachim between the bottom, it's the bottom on top, it's the ba training, another consider two. Umid ba avir lo shmi avir. Ah, so if it's less than three tvachim, so they're considered separate. So the top one is considered something that's like basically floating in the air because it's just in the middle of the wall. So therefore that is something called mipa avir, and mipa avir is not going to be something that considers that you can diminish the size of the wall. Okay, let's do one more. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arhuna, Sulam Sheshlivosav Parchos. So it basically means a ladder that its rungs are hanging. Basically, I think what this is, and if you have a picture, it's more like steps coming out as opposed to rungs. So you have like this wooden board that's flat on the wall, and there are these steps that go up. There's steps that protrude out from this board, as opposed to rungs. They're like these steps that protrude out. Right, that's what I think it is. So sulam shoshlivos parchos im yesh b'shliva tachtona arba. If the bottom step has four tefachim wide, that's enough to be memait. Inami. If it ain't b'shliva tachton arba, b'shliva yon arba, ain't even b'zel azeh, shlosh ma'it. Or there's, between the bottom and the top one, there's less than three tvachim, and the top, the higher one has four tvachim width. That's also been ma'it. As long as I can consider a higher one connected to the bottom one, because it's less than three tvachim, and one of those has four tvachim width, that's going to be sufficient. But if they're more than three tvachim apart, then the top one can't be considered part of the bottom one, and then it's going to be considered to be it hanging in the air, and something in the air is not considered something to be might. Let's see. Let's just do one more. We'll do it together. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbar Arvua. So he says another case. Ziz. So you have this protrusion coming out from the middle of the wall. Hayotzim and Akosal. So that shouldn't be good, because that's hanging in the air. And we just said that some of its porich in the avir is not going to be right. But it's arba arba, the heinia chalav sulam, but you rested a ladder on this protrusion. So now the protrusion is connected to the ground with this ladder. Kol shehu miato. That's going to be right. So as long as I have this ladder that can now climb, so once I have to get this protrusion to be considered something that's on the ground. So the ladder that's now leaning on this protrusion connects the protrusion to the ground, and therefore can be mite. The lo amaron, but we only said this ella de osve Allah. That's if you actually lean it on this protrusion. Aval osve bahade, but if you lean the ladder next to it, right? Aruvre arvche. That all that considered is as if you widened the platform. And the platform is now still not going to be considered on the ground. Right, so you have this thing that's sticking out over here. So you want to make a ladder. So if the ladder connects it, that's fine. But if you put the ladder over here, while this is here, that's not connecting it. All that is just extending the width of the protrusion. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. And we'll do this together again. Kotzel Tisha Asar. So you have a 19 tefach high wall. So I guess, so in order, really what you would do, in order to do, get this, you have to put the, you have to, Bimamayit to get, you know, nine tvachim. Okay, sarich ziz echad lehetiro. What you can do is you can have two platforms coming out. You try to connect these two platforms. You have a platform here, a platform here, right? Koto sarich shneziz lehetiro and amarab chizda hu kisha amidon zesh lo keneged zeh. So you have them not one on top of the other. You have one platform here, one platform here, and I guess you connect a ladder this way to here, and a ladder from this way to here, and now you've lowered and you diminish the height of the wall. Again, they have to be connected, because if they're not connected, then they're not going to be viewed as part of the ground, and not viewed as part of the ground, then they're not going to diminish the height of the wall, and you will, by diminishing the height of the wall, now you can, I guess, be ma'ariv from one to the other. Okay, we'll stop here.